This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 7.05 Tuesday morning. We got three more days till Friday. Sing it, Rihanna. It actually looks pretty nice outside. It's still early yet, but...
Yeah, I've got sun outside right now as well.
It's going to be blue. It's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by Mardi Gras, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
It's Fat Tuesday. Tomorrow's Ash Wednesday. Lent starts. You give anybody giving up anything for Lent? Okay.
Giving up enough.
Seriously.
Mardi Gras time, one of the best celebrations in the world. Carnival. Carnival stretches from 12th night, the last night of Christmas, all the way until Ash Wednesday. Mardi Gras, French for Fat Tuesday, reflecting the practice of eating rich, fatty foods before the ritual fasting of the Lenten season.
Mm.
Or so Nicole
I think it's really neat
me.
That the people of New Orleans and beyond decorated their houses to celebrate, knowing there wouldn't be a parade. That's
right.
That's smart. It's like, let's keep the vibe and try to do what we can.
It's hard for them to not have this. I'm sure this is just a huge money, economic boon every year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's things are tough all over. Try to eat some rich fatty foods today just to celebrate. I'll have a cheeseburger or something. Sounds so good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's your built-in excuse, everyone. Go crazy today.
Go crazy. Go crazy. Even if you're not giving up anything for Lent. Why not? I'll start with a couple things that are happening on TV tonight. There, you've probably seen the ads for The Life of Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah. A couple of them have made me laugh out loud, too.
Yeah, it's a sitcom.
I think it's the one where he's at a restaurant with his mom and dad, and he orders a drink. I'll have a... And they look at him like, no. And so then his second shot is another alcoholic drink.
Well, how about this then? Gin and tonic.
I laughed. Him
at three different points in his life when he was 10, 15, and 18. So I don't know if that means they jump around between those ages or if it's going to go sequentially. Either way, there's a sitcom about the Rock and it debuts tonight on NBC. There's also the series premiere of Kenan at 8:30 on NBC. It's a sitcom starring Kenan Thompson as a widowed dad who hosts a morning show in Atlanta. It looks like a TV morning show. And I saw the only trailer I've seen for this so far was on SNL this past weekend.
That kid is so incredibly talented. And I say kid because he's been at this his whole life. He comes from, I don't know if it's Nickelodeon or what, but he's a super talent. I don't know if the show will be any good, but I'd give it a shot.
Sure. Well, I think he's the longest running SNL cast member in history. And he's still on there. Just on this weekend. The
if
only
you pay
reason
attention,
I
even... he does voice work. You'll go, hey, that's a...
I know that yeah, guy.
Like, he does tons of stuff. He's really talented.
He is... On the show last night, the only reason I saw the trailer for it was there he was. So I was fast-forwarding past the ads, and I stopped it, and I was like, oh, this is for his new show. I see. There's also...
I watched SNL, too. Or I should say I watched a little bit. Did you like it?
It's fine. It was fine. I actually think that they it there was nothing groundbreaking. I thought Regina King did a great job. She's pretty funny in it. There was one bit where it was, what's your type, I think, and she wants cringy white dudes.
Yeah, I did. That's the one of the first one. Actually, that was when I left right after that. I didn't think it was that funny, but I don't. So what is cringy is like a.
They just say things that make you go, ooh.
Squirmy, pukey guy?
I guess so. She was kind of gross in it, too. She's all swing.
Right.
It was just funny in its absurdity. Okay. But she was fine. And Nathaniel, someone or other, was the musical guest.
Radcliffe.
Yeah. I thought, okay, well, there's that. Radcliffe.
He's so, quietly happening somewhere in the world.
Somewhere. Someone loves that guy. It was fine. You know, I just thought, wow, he seems into it.
Right.
But yeah, it was okay. I loved last week's with Dan Levy. That Zillow thing might be the best thing they've ever done.
Oh, you never told us. So you watched it late and we never heard your review of it. So you
I did. He's fine on it, and it's an amusing show, and I like SNL, so I usually watch that and see who's performing and whatever else. But he did this. They did a Zillow thing, and it was shot on film. It looks like it's a piece that they put together for it, and it's just hysterical. It's so true. John and I will cast my phone up onto the TV and we'll sit and look at houses for hours. We could be doing anything, but that's what we're doing because we like that.
You found the right partner for you.
I really did. He's so
I wouldn't last a minute.
You wouldn't look at houses with me?
Not
You're like,
for
oh my
a
God,
minute.
Look at this house. Look at this
nope.
house. Oh, look what they did in here. Oh God, this one has a sex dungeon. All right. Oh,
that whole thing with that is the whole experience, and I imagine I'd break out in hives. Like the unlocking all of your having to go through the pre-approval for the loan and having to unlock all of your, what are those things called? The Equinox or
yes.
whatever.
Oh, pause it there, Bryn. I want you to play this part. This part's really funny. This is Dan Levy looking at Zillow. Here we go.
I'd never live in North Carolina, but if I did, I could buy a big, gross mansion.
So what are you waiting for? Pick up your phone now. Open the app and tell us what you really want.
Gotta have a pool. Oh, God, it's just genius. Yeah, that's the beauty of Zillow, though, is you don't have to get your unlock all your credit reports to just look. I'm just looking.
Right, but I'm saying all that, those feelings come with this process and packing your boxes and moving.
Oh, I don't even think about that stuff. Moving, that's just a nightmare that happens once you realize you've made a move.
Well,
he
I'm
says,
glad you
I
like it. I certainly wouldn't tell
so
you
bad.
To quit. Everybody should do what they like.
That's true. Anyway, we got off on Saturday Night Live because Kenan's show debuts tonight. Kenan Thompson from SNL. Show's called Kenan. There's also something called Each and Every Day. This is a quarantine special at 9 o'clock on MTV, and it's about teenage mental health. It's a documentary featuring teens who have either attempted or thought about suicide since the pandemic began. And I'm not sure if this is something for you or for your kids or what, but I thought I'd mention that. We're certainly well aware that many people are suffering during this. Mm-hmm. And that might be an important show to watch. 9 o'clock tonight, MTV quarantine special called Each and Every Day. This story sounds like a total nightmare. 55 hours with a broken leg and having to be transported out of the Congo.
Oh my God. Okay. Tell this. I read part of it, but I don't know the whole story.
It's incredible.
Okay, go.
It just sounds like the most incredible ordeal. Ashley Judd is lucky to still have her leg. She is in intensive care in a South African hospital right now. She shattered her leg in 4 places in the Congo. She was in the jungle doing conservation work, which is no good deed going unpunished, right? She trips over a fallen tree. She said, as I was breaking my leg, I knew it was being broken.
Ooh.
Like, I don't know if that meant she heard every crack. Do you have it? Did you grab a little of this for me?
Yeah, I have a little snippet of it, about 45 seconds worth.
Sure, let's hear it in Ashley's own words.
I am in an ICU trauma unit in beautiful South Africa, which has taken me in from the Congo, a country I deeply love, which is not unfortunately equipped to deal with massive catastrophic injuries like I have had. And in that sense, you know, I'm just a regular, normal Congolese person who had a really bad accident. And the difference between a Congolese person and me is disaster insurance that allowed me 55 hours after my accident to get to an operating table in South Africa. And we're talking about not just a lack of electricity or people going to the river to haul water or into the rainforest to chop wood, but a lack of a simple pill to kill the pain when you've shattered a leg in four places and have nerve damage.
So 55 hours to get her from the jungle where she's down with a leg broken in four places to the operating table. It included, she says, hours spent biting down on a stick because it was that or scream bloody murder at the top of her lungs. She said she did howl like a wild animal for a lot of it. And then there was a 6-hour motorcycle ride during which she had to hold the top part of her broken tibia together. 6 hours on a motorcycle is hell no matter what you're doing. 6 hours in the Congo holding your broken leg together. I just can't even imagine it. And that's 6 of the 55. She almost lost the leg. It sounds like she's going to get to keep it. But she's in the ICU right now. We're talking about Ashley Judd. She was doing conservation work, tripped over a fallen tree, broke her leg in four places, took her 55 hours to get to a hospital that was equipped
to take care of her. Is that really the whole story, that she tripped over a tree and destroyed her? Like, she wasn't playing on the Congolese football team. She wasn't jumping from one place to another and missed horribly.
She says she... look, I don't know, Vin. Maybe somebody took a cricket bat to it. I have no idea what's going on in the Congo.
Sounds like catastrophic,
right?
For walking,
right?
Like, you know.
She's made out of glass. Like, she's so brittle. As crazy as it was, she's saying here, and you heard it a little there, she got the star treatment. She says most of the people I know would not have had access. And then what do you do? Now you're in the Congo with a leg broken in four places, and everyone's like, "Oh, that's a bummer."
Mm-hmm.
You know. So that's what Ashley Judd's going through this morning, almost losing her leg in Africa.
I wonder if that is the thing that makes her go, I don't need to go back there for a while, or if she's back, right? It sounds like she hangs there.
Right. No, she definitely seems to have a base set up there and is part of the conservation.
I would have been waving goodbye to the Congo on my trip out.
Yeah. Never see you again.
Going back to my mansion.
Have a good
see you
one.
Later.
Right. Well, I like my cushy life, it turns out. I'll send money.
From now on, I was just thinking, from now on, I will send checks. I'm not coming personally to deliver them, though.
Mm. I got the crutches. They don't work in the rainforest.
Right.
We've talked a few times over the years about how when you are suddenly a rich sports star, or a rich anything, a lottery winner, a MC Hammer, whatever, you often don't know how to handle your money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's a tragic story from where we're sitting.
You've made it big. People aren't always taught. And it is a mystery how money's dealt with in all different. I always wonder, like, what if you're a grown-up whose parent is Paul Newman? But you're a grown-up, his grown kid, and that's just a random name that came to mind. But are you just on dad's payroll?
Right.
Like, I don't know how any of that works, not to mention the people who get money and were never taught and find themselves going, yeah, I want everything I've ever wanted, and then now
right
all
now,
the money's gone.
I want it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So this story is about Latrell Sprewell,
oh.
Who is an NBA superstar,
was.
Former mm-hmm. NBA superstar. He made over $100 million in his career, 92 to 05, $100 million.
And famously, are you about to tell the contract he turned down?
Okay, $21 million. They said, we'll give you a 3-year, $21 million contract. This was at the end of his career. Mm-hmm. And he said, no, I'm not taking a pay cut. He famously said, I got my family to feed.
Right.
And that was the best offer he ever got again. He did get some other offers, but the money kept going down from there, and he never played again. So I don't know if the $21 million would have saved him. Maybe by that time, he still had some of the $100 million left. He doesn't have any left, it turns out now.
Oh, he's bankrupt?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what his status is, but he put up a GoFundMe asking for $35,000 for his granddaughter, who is 1 year old and is battling leukemia. So,
and the money he made should have been generational wealth, as
absolutely.
In not only would he live well for his life, but his kids would live well and their kids would live well on
$100 million.
And yet,
handled correctly, that money could have set his family up for the foreseeable future.
Right.
And now he's on GoFundMe asking for $35,000 for his granddaughter. Over
Tragic.
$100 million he made. He turned down that $21 million at the end there. He mm-hmm. had his struggles, multiple violent altercations during his career, including the time he choked out his coach. He was
PJ Carlissimo. I think he was a Warrior, right?
He played for a couple teams. They're not putting any particular team in here. But
he was a Warrior. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
For most of his career, is that what he's known as?
No. He was a Timberwolf for a long time, and that's what I know him as or think of mm-hmm. him as. But he choked out, I think the guy's name was PJ Carlissimo.
Yeah, that's the name.
Oh, okay.
He was reportedly broke just a couple years after leaving the NBA. It's atrocious. It's just really, I think that's heartbreaking to
it is.
Have made it to the top. And the guy's probably, I don't know, mid-30s by the time he's out of the league, maybe not even.
I want to say one of his failed purchases might have been a yacht.
I don't know if they mentioned that, but when you hear the yacht purchase,
you go, oh my God, man, why would you buy a yacht?
Right. Can you resell a yacht for anywhere near what you pay?
Did he buy it new?
Do you buy someone's used yacht for $50 million? That just seems so extravagant. Anyway, he was broke a couple years after leaving the NBA. The real shame is that, it's very sad that he doesn't have his $100 million or any part of it. The real shame is that a one-year-old needs to beg for money fighting leukemia. I think that's the real takeaway for me in this whole thing. It looks like either the haters got to him or some old NBA friend said, yeah, dude, I'll cover that, no problem, because the campaign's already been deleted. My feeling was that you see
someone
a former teammate,
right,
and you go, oh, I'm going to help you with that. I can give you $35,000.
I don't know specifically how the NBA works. We've certainly heard very famously that O.J. Simpson still has a pension coming from his union when he played in the NFL. So the NBA may have that. He may, like Latrell Sprewell, may have some money coming in, but certainly not enough to cover costs like that.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what their situation is after the fact. And I'll get this one in. Let's get this in. This is terribly tragic.
Let's get this in.
We're going to get this in. We are going to fit this one in. As you know, Alex Trebek died in November, finally succumbed to pancreatic cancer after years of watching him struggle with this. His last great champion on the show was a kid by the name of Braden Smith. He scored a 5-game winning streak and about $115,000 in winning right at the very end of Trebek's run. He grew up in Las Vegas. His lifelong dream had always been to appear on Jeopardy. Kid's 24 years old. And his run was so impressive, he drew comparisons to James Holzhauer, who was just a recent champion, and he had a knack for like finding the daily double and betting a ton on that. At one point, Trebek dubbed him Billy Buzzsaw for his ability to dismantle the competition. Trebek also uttered, "Most impressive. I don't know what to say," as he was answering. And here's a picture of the kid.
Oh.
Kid, 24 years old, just died.
What?
Yeah. A family member says he died after a medical emergency. He died of natural causes, according to this. They're not going on to say really what this medical emergency was.
Is he Family's a stunt asking, man? Like, what's he do? What's his thing?
He doesn't look like a stunt man.
No, he doesn't. But I mean, what do you have? At 24, you shouldn't die of natural causes.
Agreed. He had just graduated from UNLV last year with a degree in economics, hoped to attend law school, become a U.S. attorney. He was also looking forward to competing in the show's Tournament of Champions. It's terribly tragic. The kid is, and he was one of the last people we saw on Alex's run on Jeopardy. Kid's name is Braden Smith, dead at 24.
Dang.
I know. Terrible news. And finally, congratulations. Harry and Meghan are expecting another baby. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are expecting their second kid. I don't know how far along she is, but in a photo they released yesterday, she's already showing a little bit. They have a little kid named Archie, who will be 2 in May. And she recently revealed that she suffered a miscarriage this past summer. Their spokesman said, "We can confirm that Archie is going to be a big brother. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex are overjoyed to be expecting their second child." And even though there's some... here at the palace, we're most pleased. "We are delighted and wish them well." That's what the Queen and Prince Charles said of it. As you know, they stepped back from their duties last year, the year before. I don't know. All the years are so mixed up in 2020. Seems like what was going on during the pandemic, but what the hell do I know? Okay, Vinny, what's coming up?
Did you know you can get chlamydia in your lungs?
I did not know that. I can't
well, I
wait
need to
hear.
Make you aware of that. Okay. And also, this revenge this wife played on this husband is both fun and awful at the same time. Next.
Right. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.